listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friska. This message was recorded on November 9, 2022, and is titled Testimony. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
I think everybody showed up tonight to see if my hair was on fire or not. What hair? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think one more morning like this morning, you get up and look around and see what's going on, and the rest of it's going to come out. We got something humming. Fix him, Seth. That a boy. I tell you, man's got to have some youth around. I don't think Murph could have got up there that quick. And then catch his breath and come back. Yeah. All right, hey, it's good to have everybody tonight. We got a pile of them tuned in. I know everybody's kind of tuned in. We've given all the big welcomes already before everybody got on, but we got our family from over in England. That's awesome. Y'all give them a big praise offering tonight. Yeah. And I don't know if y'all know this, not because they're here, but this little old fellowship, we cover a lot of ground. There's some countries. We got a lot of influence in Canada and Australia and different places, and it's all the hand of God, because everybody knows me and how busy we are, and we don't work at it. It ain't like we're buying advertising over or something. We're just doing what we do, and it happens, and all over the United States. And so I was teasing when Murph was up there singing about that blue wave and or blue train or whatever it was, that we're going to put a sign out here on the road and welcome all New Mexicans during their exodus. But I'm going to tell you something. Everybody called in tonight, been asking, and we've been tied up all day. We had a funeral up in Claude today, and so we just got back a little bit ago ourselves. But, this morning I got up early, wanted to see what things looked like, what was going on. One of the mistakes that was made, and we talked about this back in earlier elections, but there was a lot of predictions and a lot of things that would get people hyped up, people ramped up, talking about red waves and red tsunamis and all that different stuff. And it was easy to tell when I went to bed last night that wasn't happening. And so when we got up this morning, there's some things that didn't happen quite like we hoped they would happen, or me, myself. But as we've been talking around here for a long time, we're finally to a place in our nation as God's people. If you care anything about the preservation of freedom, you care anything about the preservation of our founding documents, for generational integrity, not for your billfold today, not for how it just goes for you today, but how do we hold on to this as we await the return of the Lord? Because here's the part that drives me nuts, is when people just sit there and beg for Jesus to come back while they ain't doing squat while they're waiting. That drives me bananas. I mean, really and truly, you just shut up for a minute and get busy. We could use a little help. But when we look at how this is all going, this isn't a Democrat-Republican thing. This is about principle. This is about ideals. This is about beliefs. And over 50% of America, when you look at the populace, over 50% of America no longer believes the way that most of us would believe, especially my age as a born-again Christian and a patriot. Most of America would not believe as I believe. Now, are we doing good? I want to give you some positive news today. Mark Ronchetti got a heck of a lot closer to Michelle Lujan in the state of New Mexico than Steve Pierce did 4 years ago. He got smoked. He's the king of the Republican Party, and he got smoked. So people turned out and they voted. And we were correct on one aspect. There was one little spot where you could place your bets and it didn't work. But anyhow, we'll leave that alone for now. But when you look across, like New York, they had a viable governor's race in New York. A Republican guy, and when I say Republican, a guy who has conservative values, ran a really good race. Now, in Pennsylvania, they must have legalized something more than marijuana, because holy buckets, that would make my head explode. I don't know how you did that one. I don't know the exact count now, but I think we picked up about 8 seats in the House. We lost one in the Senate. We lost a really good one in the state of New Mexico. If that doesn't change, Yvette Harrell out of Alamogordo down there, she's a really good gal, I think, my opinion. So, you know, there was some give and take. It looked to me like the conservative side of things actually tried to show up. Not enough, but more than we have. We are the people who refuse to unify in purpose. We refuse to find a common pathway. We refuse to energize our neighbors, our churches, our congregations, our communities. We refuse to really participate in mass. And so all that being said, we have left a door open. And so when I looked at that this morning, and I realized now all the changes have been going on with me, you know, I'm getting soft and kind and all that stuff. Instead of being ticked off this morning, I was able to see, and I looked at those maps, and I went through everything early this morning. And I said, Lord, this part right here is our fault, because it was our responsibility. People believe that gay marriage is okay because they don't have a reason not to believe that. We have people that believe the kindest thing you can do is leave the gate down and let everybody's cattle run into your pasture. That's just being neighborly. Everybody knows that doesn't work. If everybody piles in without being branded, just use the cattle analogy, how long does it take to run out of grass, Murph, if everybody's... It doesn't take very long if you have this high level of unproductivity. We're down to a place now in America where this small number of people do the work. The small amount of people that are landowners pay the massive taxes. We pay the bills. But here's what we haven't done as those people. We've not proved ourselves. Here's what we've done in Christianity now for over a century. We told everybody we were going to heaven. Therefore, we should go to church. And you should too. That's our story. And we're sticking to it. And so even in our own kitchen tables, when a family member is sick, the same guy that gripes about a church that won't lay hands on the sick at the altar won't lay hands on the sick at their house. Very few dads will pray over their family before they go to school, yet they'll bellyache because they don't get to pray in school. See, a lot of this is just out your amen. We haven't proved ourselves in the marketplace that God truly does exist and the power of God lives in us. So we have to ask ourselves two questions. One, are we fearful or lazy? Or have we not recognized what God really has given us to live this life? Have we fallen in the trap of a form of godliness, denying the power thereof? Therefore, we're unfruitful and we're ineffective. Did we create the identity crisis? You see, I thought, what do they call them? They're having a party in Amarillo. What was that? Them drag queens. What are they doing? They have a drag queen Christmas party or something. Yeah, the Amarillo Civic Center. Put it on a billboard. Advertise it. I'm telling you, if you're not ashamed of being drag queen, why in the world would be ashamed of raising the dead or healing the sick, making the blind to see or the lame to run a foot race? I mean, for crying out loud, you just put it on a billboard, you know, Christmas. Jeez. I mean, but somebody believes that's okay. Why would we? Here's our response. You shouldn't act like that. You're going to hell. You shouldn't act like that. You're going to go to hell. Here's my response. Do you know there's a better way to live? It's more productive. It's in harmony with the Creator. That creates harmony in your home. It brings forth fruit. There's a way to do this. That you will really go to bed and feel good about yourself, and you won't have to be a guy that puts on lipstick and fake everybody out, including yourself. There's a way to do this. But we haven't, and now I'm confessing, this is my answer. You should quit that. You're going to hell. Well, if you don't know Jesus, you don't even know if hell exists. You don't know if heaven exists. Well, I'm going to heaven. Really? Prove it. Prove it. I get so tired of that one. Well, I'm going to heaven. Prove it. Prove it. You have absolutely no way of proving it. Instead, why don't you just get up in the morning and prove that God exists? The best way to do that is by hearing Him. Robin has had to listen to this for hours today. My sheep know my voice. They hear me and they obey me. My sheep know my voice. They hear me and obey me. Our answer as Christians today in America is I'm going to heaven. You're not. You ought to. When's the last time in the marketplace that you heard somebody around you in a group of heathens that said, "The Lord spoke to me and said, thus saith the Lord." The Lord said, and God proved you right because that's the God He is. He did it for Paul, Peter, James, John, Bartholomew, the whole herd of them. He backed their play every time, everywhere they were. He proved it. So either we're lazy or we're fearful or we've become a bunch of goats that have self-identified as sheep. And we got people in the world today that will look at goats and say, "You look like a sheep. I think you're fine." That's a lot of fun. But if I'm a goat that looks like a sheep, I don't have a story to tell. I don't have the power to prove. I don't have the evidence of salvation. I don't have doodly squat. I'm no different than a girl that's trying to act like a boy. I'm a goat trying to act like a sheep. That won't work. Sheep are indwelt and empowered with the same Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead. And He said, "My sheep hear my voice and they obey me." Maybe if we were a little more obedient to our God, people would wonder why we believe what we believe, why we live like we live. Maybe we'd be empowered and prepared to give an answer for the hope that we profess, not a hope after six guys dropped me in a hole, but a hope that says, "I walk with Jesus today. I walk with the Spirit of God today, and He walks with me. He dwells with me. I hear His voice." One testimony before I pray, and then Murph will come sing. I spoke for a lady today that went home. And we've been family friends for a long, long time. They asked me the other day if I'd get up and say some personal stuff. Didn't really have that much to say. But here's how I do it. This morning I went and sat down in my chair and I said, "Jesus, What would you like to say today? That quick. And it's every time. I do one of these every 15 minutes, seems like, anymore. That's how I do it. Not about me, but that's how I do it, because that's the only way I know how to do it. Did the presence of God fill that room while I was speaking that story today? Every crusty old horse guy in the world and everybody else standing around there, and there ain't a dry eye in the house. And it wasn't the words of Steve, but it was God telling a man the words to use and to say and to do at the particular time, particular moment. It was God intervening in our lives through one of his own children. Now, if we begin to do that in mass, I guarantee you the landscape change. If we'll keep playing church, you can keep expecting it to be what it is. Or worse. That's how it goes. So tonight I'm going to start teaching out of 1 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to go all the way through 1 Peter chapter 2, chapter and verse. Chapter 1 prepares God's people for what's coming from the outside. Chapter 2 begins to deal with the things on the inside. If the ideology of this country doesn't change, as a Christian, you should prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for a pushback like you've never experienced before as a Christian. For your faith is challenged. Your beliefs are challenged. Your words are challenged. We've already been doing this. We've been doing this. Just wait till they turn another 87,000 IRS agents loose on the 501c3s. See how that goes with a loud mouth like me standing around here. Okay. Jesus said it was coming. I told a guy this morning, I said, you know, right now it looked like a really good time to just quit preaching. But I said, it looks like they're going to come after me, so I think I'm going to stick around. I'd like to be here when they get here. I'd like to be here when they get here. I think my Lord might have a little something for them. Yeah. Can you prove your faith? Great question. Let's pray and we'll get Murph up here saying, Lord Jesus, I want to thank you today. Thank you, Lord, that you have endued us with the power from on high. That, Lord, you have given us the same spirit that raised you from the dead. The same spirit that you walked in on this earth as you did miracles, signs, wonders. You prophesied, you foretold, you saw revelation, you heard from the Father, and you did what he did, and you said what he said. You obeyed him in baptism. You obeyed him in the desert. You obeyed him to the cross. Now, God, speak to your church today that we'd have ears to hear and a heart to obey. Lord, today I'm praying, as many are praying today, to please preserve the best parts of this nation for the generations to come. But God, today I'm asking to use me, my friends and neighbors, your children, Lord, use us to do it. Speak, Lord, your servants listen. And Lord, today let all who might question their own salvation and question what's really going on, Let today be a day that we get real. Let today be a day when the people cry out, Jesus, am I really born again? Jesus, have I really given my life to you? Jesus, have you really forgiven me? Jesus, have you really saved me? If not, Lord, that's what I want today. Today, Lord, I'm going to bow my knee. I'm not ever going to pick it up. Let that be the cry. Not a cry for a great escape. Not a cry for a miraculous rescue. But a cry for the power that comes only from the throne room of grace to raise up a church on the footstool of your kingdom, this created earth. That brings you glory. Brings you glory. Not in buildings built by human hands. but in everyday life at our kitchen tables, at our workplace or homes. Help us, Jesus. We praise you, Lord, and give you the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Murph, I felt like the Lord was trying to speak something to you right there. Well, is it something that you need to share with us right quick?
You know, there's a line in this song that says the darkness tries to hide. And it's like a blanket. And the darker it gets, his light and his warmth is greater than any darkness or any coldness. And there's somebody here that has felt cold and felt away from God or away. And he wants to, you know, he wants to envelop us, you know. He wants to put his heart in us, each one of us. You know, it's not a shotgun blast where we all get a little dose of it, you know. He wants to pour his spirit out on each one of us, each. And I'm talking to me. He wants to pour his spirit out on me, and that the darkness is gone. That the light will shine. Even as it gets darker, the light is going to shine. But there's just something I just see in my spirit, this enveloping, and it's just, he's wanting to, you know, he's wanting to put the covers on us and just envelop us in his love and with his spirit. So, Lord, in Jesus' name, I receive that. I receive that enveloping spirit that you want to pour out on us. And I know you gave us the Holy Spirit the moment we cried out to save us. But he wants to pour out a spirit like we've never experienced in our life. And so I receive it. If you want to say it, say, I receive it. I receive it. Amen.
I don't know if I'll get to 1 Peter chapter 1 tonight or not. So on the title, if I don't do any verses, Leonard, just put 1 Peter didn't happen. That'll be the title. We'll see, because that's what I'm talking about right there. Why in the world don't we function like that all the time? And I know, Murph, and I know many of you, and I know that's how we function, is like that all the time. And so, in my personal dealings, I just heard from the Lord over there. He said, you need to share these life issues. Encourage. The devil is defeated by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Give example. Quit telling people what they ought to be doing. Give example of how it goes. Not all of you can go home with me. Really and truly, I wish y'all would just come go home with me as opposed to sitting around here, because all I get to do here is talk. And then I'll get to pray over a few of you and do some things like that. But it's in everyday life. And Dusty and I were talking about this, just like the idea of the sheep and the goat thing. If you don't like that idea, here's the guy that started it right here. He's my preaching dummy, and it came out while I was preaching to him this morning. Then I said that, and I said, dang, that's good. And he said, oh, yeah, your old preaching dummy, he's pretty good. I yap at him until something good comes out. But but we've been talking about this, and look, here's the deal, and you hear this a lot around here, but tonight I just sense in the church and in America today, it could be real easy to begin to lose hope. Real easy to lose your vision for the future. Look, we have a responsibility as Americans to carry the light. There's a lot of people. Does American Christianity have any influence in English? Huh? Nothing at all. I wonder why that is. Why don't we influence you guys? Why aren't we a part of... Because y'all struggle over there too, don't you? Yes. That's how it's been in America. Therein lies the problem.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.